Hello, and welcome to the Observatory Science Centre's podcast from Hurstman Zoo. In this episode, we're going to meet Jo Harris, the Education Operations Director at the Observatory. We listen to her absolute amazement at the overriding sound of nature throughout the last year. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Jo Harris. You may know me as the Education Director or as the Operations Director. It rather depends which hour of which day it is. The Observatory Science Centre is a busy place. Well, it used to be a busy place. Let's face it, none of us saw the pandemic coming. Back then, we were all going about our daily lives, scarce realising we should be treasuring every little moment of normality. All we had to do was plan for a spectacular year in 2020 because it was our charity's 25th anniversary of being at Hurstman Zoo. But of course it all changed. And we all realise now that change can be for the better. It's been a fascinating year. For me, being on site during lockdown, well, it felt obvious to capture images of the site without the visitors. And then I started to look back at these and it struck me how much the sound was changing of the site. The only visitors were the wildlife, so nature became the sound of the site. It gave it the audio. And not only did that change, of course there was no traffic. That distant hum of traffic noise was gone. And I don't think I'd ever actually noticed that there before. When you spend a lot of time in a building, I mean, if it's at home or it's your workplace, you do subconsciously become familiar with the sounds of that site and of that building. I can't believe it, but I've been at Hurstman Zoo, at the Observatory Science Centre, for 21 years. I can almost identify every creak and groan, every door, every sound. Your senses just know when things have changed and if something isn't right. So for a long time in this past year, the chatter of visitors has been paused, but it has been replaced. It's been replaced with the chatter of birdsong. Birdsong, I think we all have recognised, amplified to fill the void of everything else. Oh, just wonderful. And there were unexpected sounds, though, as well. I remember one day last year, there were just a few of us working, but we went onto site on our own, locked the door, no contact with anyone, essential business only. And it was a lovely sunny day. I had doors open and the sun was streaming in. And as I was working in the office, there was suddenly this unfamiliar noise. It echoed along the corridor. So it's a big double height building and it can be quite echoey, and especially when there's nobody else there. And there was this tapping. Well, I had to investigate what was going on. But something or someone was playing a little game with me. Each time I went to the office door, the noise stopped. Each time I went back to my desk, the noise started again. So what would anyone do? Well, they'd turn detective, wouldn't they? Come on, we all have those moments. We've got to find out what's going on. And I was on a mission. And then there was the tapping again. Determination, as I say. And eventually, I was rewarded. It was a bird, and it was a pied wagtail outside the window, and tapping at the window. I don't know what it was doing, but it went on for a very, very long time. I like to think it was trying to get in, maybe to keep me company, or actually probably just have some fun with those amazing science exhibits that we've got there. But actually, I think more likely it thought it was seeing off a rival, because of course it could see its reflection. We had visitors back to site from mid-August, and of course, hearing the visitors, hearing the chatter, hearing the fun, well, it was just wonderful. It's what we're there to do. We're a tourist attraction, we're an educational opportunity, so of course we want to have visitors there. But all too soon, well, we know, lockdown descended again. And so the silence came over the site. But we've actually had a different sound this winter. We've got woods behind us within the Hurstman Zoo estate, and the wood immediately behind the building has been coppiced. So we've had the sound of chainsaws. And we've had the thud of the trees hitting the ground. And sometimes it felt as if the building was shaking. A small tree, do you know, it makes quite a noise when it comes down. With the area cleared, standing there, well, my goodness, it looks brutal. It's just empty. But of course, when you stand there and you listen, it's not a barren space at all. There's that bird song again. Although this time we have got the background hum of the traffic. There's been so much research in the past year about nature helping us all with our mental health and bringing forward positivity. Whether you've been growing more, whether you've been walking more, whether you've been listening more, maybe standing in the woods and exploring the smells. Let's face it, they are there as well. I have certainly enjoyed birdsong more than ever before. At home, we move the bird feeders closer to the house, and my goodness me, what a time waster. You can sit and watch for hours. But I'm not very good identifying birds through their song. I mean, here we are, dawn chorus, waking us up ever earlier. But do we really know who these amazing little birds are that are calling to their partners? Calling to us. Come on, time to get up. Beautiful day. Off we go. Well, last year, the dawn chorus was louder, wasn't it? You know, it's a proven fact. It was louder because there was no traffic. I remember waking one morning and literally there's this amazing bird song, very repetitive, over and over and over again. I think we're really fortunate that we've got so much at our fingertips, through our phones, through our iPads and computers, and we can just tap in an app and find an answer. And of course, that's what I did. So I recorded this bird song and then I went through an app. I'm listening and identifying, and then success. Again, there's that detective in me, worked out what it was. Just listen to this. You might know it already. Well, it's actually a wren. It's one of our smallest garden birds, but my goodness me, doesn't it sing powerfully? Incredible in comparison to its size. It's actually one that's capable of producing two different notes at the same time. Oh, listen again, it's fantastic. I feel I owe it to them to try and identify a few more. Really, bird song and watching the birds has brought me a great deal of pleasure in the past year, and I owe it to them. At least now I can acknowledge them by name. When you're able to visit us again, to actually come to site at Hurstman Zoo, and we hope it won't be long now, maybe you too will be able to listen to some of the amazing sounds. Look high up overhead. If you hear a calling, then it might just be the buzzards. We've really noticed an increase in the buzzards in the past couple of years. And especially with that coppiced wood now, well, they've got a hunting ground. Nature's cruel, but nature finds its way. Here's a buzzard sound for you. They say that many people sing like a bird. Well, I'm certainly not one of them. But of course, music is so important, isn't it? So important to pretty much all of us. There weren't all glorious good days last year. I did have a bad day on site, I'll be honest. Everything was just overwhelming. But, you know, there'd just been a charity release single. And it was a cover version of the Foo Fighters, Times Like These. It was back in May. And it struck a chord with me that day. We've got a tannoy system on site. We call it the Bing Bongs. Hey, do you want to hear the Bing Bongs? Here they go. Well, normally, after you hear that sound, we're making a very, very serious announcement. Well, we're calling you to join us for a show or a telescope tour. But do you know what I did? Oh, I played Times Like These through my phone, through the tannoy system at full volume. I had a little jig, a little shout, a little cry up and down the corridor. Goodness only knows who could hear me. I suppose those birds, they were outside thinking, what is she doing? But it was a moment that helped me. It lifted my spirits. If it's music, if it's bird song, whatever it is that lifts your spirits, please follow it. Do whatever it takes and look after yourself. There's four lines in that song. They're repetitive. It's a chorus. I'm not going to sing them to you, but I will say them to you. It's times like these that you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. Now you look after yourself. Thanks for listening to my ramblings. We're going to be at Hurstman Zoo. We're going to be ready to welcome you back. And we can't wait to hear the chatter of visitors.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast with Jo Harris. If you'd like to find out some more about the Observatory Science Centre, then head to our website at www.the-observatory.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time.